Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Sally Olcordy, and welcome to Public Advocate. Today, my guest is Dr. Leonard Caldwell, and I have asked Dr. Leonard Caldwell, who is a natural health practitioner, to come on and explain to us why there is a spike in childhood leukemia. Now, there are many other issues I'd like to discuss with him as well, but over the course of a multitude of interviews, I have learned that there is a significant rise in leukemia among children. Now, I speak about vaccines all the time, and certainly vaccines are administered into the bloodstream, so I will not be surprised if this is his answer. He has also been very outspoken with regard to vaccination, saying that it is a means to sterilize and cull the population. So I have posted many of his interviews because I find him fascinating. Okay, I'm going to pick up Dr. Leonard Caldwell now. Hello?
Hey, Sally. I just
Is
got dropped
Dr.
a couple
Caldwell?
Of times. Yes, ma'am. I just got dropped a couple of times from your show, so it's the fourth or fifth times I'm calling in. So now you got me.
Yes, thank goodness. Well, I just reviewed five or six of the videos of what you have to say on YouTube, and quite frankly, I've been posting them for a long time because you certainly make sense to me. But the you cure your mother's cancer, and is that how you began this this effort to help people who had cancer?
Sally, everybody had cancer. So all seven siblings of my mom had cancer. My grandmother and grandfather on both sides, all four of them died of cancer. My father died of cancer. My stepfather died of cancer. My sister had cervical cancer, which I cured. And my mom had, 43 years ago, hepatitis C, liver cirrhosis, and terminal liver cancer, with a prognosis of maximum 6 months to live. And I just presented my mom in Europe for my new book tour in the German language 5 days ago on stage with the age of 80, 100% healthy and one of the most vital and fittest people in the universe. And that's how I started out, by being surrounded only by cancer, only by pain, only by death, and still until I learned to cure my own mother and my own sister from cancer.
Well, that's very sad that many people in your family died from cancer. But I really had hoped to begin this conversation in regard to the increase in childhood leukemia. And if you would explain to people what leukemia is and why there is an increase in childhood leukemia.
Basically, people need to understand that it's just a trick from the medical profession to split cancer up with fancy names and different names and different levels and stages, and it's all just a big hoax from the Wizard of Oz. But the way leukemia is seen in the medical profession, or from the eyes of the medical profession, it's basically a type of cancer that causes the body to make too many white blood cells, lymphocytes. And these lymphocytes are called leukemia cells. And when you understand that cancer in general is always the accumulation of cells you don't really want, or a mass accumulation of cells that never stops. And when the leukemia cells build up in the blood or in the bone marrow, there is not enough room for healthy blood cells. And this can cause infections, anemia, easily bleeding all over the organs, the inside, the outside of the body. And leukemia usually goes really bad, gets worse really, really quickly. And it usually occurs in children of the ages of 2 through 5 years old. And in most of the cases that I have seen, or basically all the cases I have seen, have been caused by vaccines. And basically all these kind of new diseases, new very rare forms of cancers, or all these kind of childhood diseases are to 99%, in my opinion, caused by vaccination, more or less by what's in the vaccines. And then, of course, we have mothers getting vaccinated while they are pregnant. Mothers eating all kind of dirt filled with hormones, with GMO, everything that comes from Monsanto will kill you long term. And the entire world that we live in today, Sally, is virtually a world of poison, of poisoning the planet, poisoning the us, the humans, and our animals. In nature, there were never really such a thing as cancer in wild living animals. We didn't really have cancer in dogs 100, 150 years ago, or cats. And all of this is connected to, of course, first of all, the hormones in meat, in the chicken, in beef, but it's also the preservatives, but mainly it's genetically modified organisms based on Monsanto poison. And, of course, the majority is literally caused, in my opinion, based on vaccination and the permanent chronic stress, because I'm coming from a different angle. While I know that all cancers are stress-related and 86% of all doctor visits and illnesses are stress-related, and there's even a Stanford University study out there somewhere where they concluded 95% of all doctor visits and illness are stress-related. So we need to understand that when a human is born, they have all a perfectly functioning war system, that protects them and builds. We are not born with an immune system. The immune system builds. But what really happens, and that's why childhood diseases are so very important. If you don't have childhood diseases, you never build an immune system. But what really actually happens, and what everybody needs to understand, the moment you're born, you are attacked by billions of bacteria, viruses, fungi. All these microbes try to invade and kill the little body. And you're, of course, born with cancerous cells, or potentially cancerous cells, with dead cells, mutated cells, half-dead cells. And this is actually really where the problem is, that people don't understand. If your body knows how to fight all of this off from day one, that we only need to ask ourselves what happened between the moment when our body is perfect and our immune functions are absolutely perfect, and the moment that stops. And that's kind of like where my instinct-based medicine system goes to the root cause of any form of negative result in a human's life. Doesn't really matter if it's financially, if it's health-wise, if it's mentally and emotionally. Every unwanted result has a root cause directly in our lives. And the accumulation of leukemia, mainly childhood leukemia, is, in my opinion, just literally based on vaccination.
Well, right now in Nepal, they have announced that because of an earthquake, they are going to vaccinate 500,000 children with the measles vaccine. Would you like to address that?
First of all, nobody dies from the measles. People that die from the measles would die of a cold or something else, too, in my opinion. The people that they always say dying on the flu, and they would die on something else anyway. There's never anybody dies that is really healthy and gets the measles or any other childhood disease and dies from it. That doesn't exist in the history of medicine. There was always a secondary or even a third kind of problem going with it. It's usually connected to malnutrition, dehydration, hygiene problems, and so on. So all these numbers you're getting, people dying from whatever, all statistics are fake, because whoever pays for the statistic gets exactly the results they want. So statistics don't mean anything. The When you look at the fact that there's never been a vaccine that has been proven safe and effective, not one single time. There's no vaccine out there that has been proven safe and effective. Second, in the countries that didn't vaccinate, did not vaccinate, it just makes us really clear, did not vaccinate, polio and smallpox and so on disappeared faster than in countries that vaccinated because they had all these diseases only based on dirt, malnutrition, and poison and so on. But when you understand that it's not just a money-making machine. Vaccination is not just making money. Vaccination is also creating customers for decades. If they harm you, really destroy you with vaccination, if you're dead, you're dead. That helps the New World Order and the population control agenda. But what they really are after, in my opinion, is that they are harming the child to be able to treat it later for a lot of money. And most of all, they bring down the entire family. If a child has autism, it brings down the entire family, meaning the entire family has to deal with this sick child, is constantly worried, gets sick themselves, so now they treat the entire family. And that's where that goes. But that they try to mandatorily vaccinate is out there. Sally, you remember, first of all, it was a bird flu that was going to kill us all. And then there's going to be, there was a swine flu, and there was H1N1, and then Ebola killed us all. And all this stupidity has only been created to create fear, take control, and enforce mandatory vaccination, where they give you microchips, where they give you live cancer viruses, formaldehyde, mercury, virtually quicksilver, where they poison you to an extent where you either die or you are sick for life and have been treated for life. And the measles, first of all, my grandmother was an emergency nurse and a nurse during the Second World War and a midwife. And she had 8 children. And she brought all 8 children through the Second World War and as a refugee in the time after the Second World War. When there was somebody sick with measles or some other childhood disease, mumps, she took all her children, walked over there so that they could get it. In a few days, they were over. She knew this builds the immune system. And my grandmother told me, after being 50 years a nurse and midwife, nobody ever died on any of these childhood diseases. People just started to die on childhood diseases after vaccination. Nobody ever died of an asthma attack until these idiots started to vaccinate in Chicago against whooping cough. After they started this, people started to die in Chicago on asthma attacks. So we need to be aware of the fact that there is no science behind vaccination that proves that vaccination is safe and effective. Vaccination is, in my opinion, an assault with a deadly weapon. And if somebody tries to assault me with a deadly weapon, I know how to protect myself. And for me, it's also, and I'm working on some ways to fight this effectively through my Cancer Patients Advocate Foundation, because I believe a vaccine is an assault with a deadly weapon and it's attempted murder. And I taught mothers in Germany to have the medical doctors sign a release form and saying, I guarantee that vaccines are safe and effective and nothing will ever happen to your child in a negative form. And if so, I personally will be financially fully reliable and criminally fully reliable for the results from this vaccination. And it has been presented to tens of thousands of doctors. Not one doctor ever signed that. So we also need to ask ourselves, why are Obama's children not vaccinated against everything that we are supposed to be vaccinated against? So the measles just really, they spread it on purpose, as I see it, in Disney World, because it was spread on purpose. There's no other reason for that happening that way. And all the vaccinated children infected the unvaccinated children or infected each other that were vaccinated, because mainly vaccinated children get this specific disease. And if you have a live virus injection, you're prone to get whatever they inject you with. So people need to just wake up to the absurdity of something that doesn't even have positive science behind it, and is backed by nothing, and that you have criminals like Bill Gates helping the New World Order to kill off a huge percentage of the population or make them infertile, like with the Gardasil vaccine. The Gardasil vaccine, in my opinion, has been only created to make girls infertile, and HPV does not cause cervical cancer, period. So it's all a big hoax. And to answer your question, Sally, the absurdity of mandatory vaccination, if I would have a child that somebody tries to mandatorily vaccinate, I would use all forms of self-defense, and I mean all forms of self-defense, and my child would not have been vaccinated, no matter what. There is no exception. There is nothing around that. And I believe it's only there to get the microchips into the children, like they have in all the soldiers now. Our entire military is poisoned and vaccinated or microchipped from the vaccination. We know that Gulfport syndrome is to 99% only based on the vaccinations the soldiers have gotten and not on anything that Saddam Hussein had there in chemical warfare material. And we just need to wake up to the reality that means everything that has to do with vaccination is only to gain power, is only to create customers, is only to create world population control, because as we know from the Guidestones in Atlanta, Georgia, the New World Order guys, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Warburgs, Goldman Sachs, Queen of the Netherlands, the Queen of England, they want the world population down to 250 million. On the Guidestones, they say 500, but 250 million is what they're really shooting for. That's all they need as slaves to serve them, and that's the only purpose, in my opinion, for this form of vaccination. Mandatory vaccination is a crime, period, and it's all just my opinion, but I may be right.
Right. I believe that you are right. This is why I've asked you on and why I've shared your videos so often. You also address natural ways to combat cancer and possibly reverse some of the outcomes, other outcomes from vaccines. But I just want to say, in terms of sterility, they've just sterilized 2.4 million women in Kenya without their knowledge because of an HCG component, I believe. And polysorbate 80, I believe, is also a sterilization component. Are these two that, am I correct about that?
I think so. I mean, we didn't do a couple of thousands of people double-blind studies, but my common sense and my understanding of that kind of fake science that they use for any form of vaccination or any form of treatment is there to sterilize. As I said, the Gardasil vaccine was only created, as I believe, to make the young girls sterile, and now they're willing to do it with boys too, and we already have enough gay boys that just become gay because of vaccination or the PB, the bisphenol A in the plastics and the non-stick pens and this kind of criminal stuff is out there. But you need to really be aware of that Africa has the largest resources of raw materials, and that's why they want to kill them all off so that they can just take it. And Africa was always, it's like Ebola. Ebola was created in a lab, and that was set free in a delta next to a river called Ebola. That's why it's called Ebola, where they tried to weaponize it and try to test the effects. It's like they invented HIV on purpose, ordered by a general back then that was responsible for chemical warfare, and the U.S. Congress virtually paid for it. So, and it's all public knowledge. You can just look it up. I'm not looking anything up for anybody anymore. They can just do their own work. And if they don't believe what I'm saying, I ideally don't care. But the main thing is, Sally, that people need to understand They're going to kill off Africa, no matter what. And there's no reason for droughts that's going to being produced by HAARP. It's like the earthquake in Haiti and all these poor countries. All of this is like Fukushima, the nuclear reactor accident, all of this is, in my opinion, created by HAARP on purpose, like Katrina was. And so when we just really look at reality, what they are after now is killing off Africa so that they really get easily on all the raw materials in the ground in Africa.
Well, who are they going to sell them to? That's all I can say. You're going to have all these raw materials. Exactly who do you expect to be selling them to?
So basically what they're going to use it for themselves. What they believe, they live forever. Now we can, I don't know if you have seen the article about it, you can basically transplant a head, which wasn't really possible before because of all the nerve lines in the spine. They tried to reconnect it. It didn't work. But now they know if you just slice it off really clear and clean, you can put it on a different body. They literally believe they live forever. And most of all, they just, what they're going to do now is they're going to sell it to everybody. Then they're going to take the money. I mean, the Rockefellers, and the Rothschilds alone have a couple of hundreds of trillions of dollars. And that's just the cash money they have. And what they want is they want to really starve everything out, then buy it cheap, then sell it for the next 200, 250 years. Then they own the entire planet outright, and then they don't care about anything anymore, and we are back in the medieval times. They don't think about... it's like I just talked in Germany to a couple of TSA agents, which quit their job literally on the spot after I talked to them and explained to them how they're going to be killed by the full body scanners, and they admitted that all their colleagues are constantly sick and they are constantly sick, and they said to me, yeah, but if we are not there to do the job, who's doing the job? And I said, there's always somebody from a different country does a job for half the price, and logic has nothing to do with greed, Sally. They, you know, when people are afraid, they obviously and have no means of defense, they try to always find a way out and saying, yeah, but they need us. No, they don't need us. That's why they create all these robots. And they now need the money for the next 100, 150 years to create only robots, and then they are really just need these 250 million, and they want to kill off the seven billion. But before that, they need to take all the property and land, because as a property owner, you have rights and you have possibilities. And if you get a lotto title of land, they cannot take it anymore. But they don't tell you that you can get a property patent, and you really own the land, and nobody can take it. No bank, no government, no nothing. No matter what you do. So what's going on right now is the beginning of the end, but on both sides. There's a huge fight between the New World Order guys. They just tried to murder one of my dearest friends, Jeff Renz. Renz.com is the oldest, strongest, most powerful website on the web, and it's the strongest radio show on the Internet for over 20 years. They just tried to kill him. It's a third attempt now. He's still trying to heal his broken bones. And a couple of other guys, they are coming for everybody that's now in their way, because on September 13th, our world as we know it will end with a complete breakdown of paper money and this huge financial breakdown and the collapse of the real estate and so on. So they are getting prepared for all of this, and they just need the money to finance all the wars, all the machinery, all the guns and ammunition, and they literally do not care about us at all, Sally.
Well, I talk to parents of children who have died from vaccination, and as you say, this is a crime. This is a flat-out mm-hmm. crime.
Absolutely.
I've actually, I would like to call upon veterans who are not themselves so sick that they, I know that they are vaccinated up, down, and sideways. The only people vaccinated more than servicemen are babies. And that has quadrupled since the liability has been lifted by the pharmaceutical industry. But we must actually enforce in with our bodies, protect these children. So I don't know who to call. I don't know who to call. The veterans are sick themselves, and I would like to call them to say, please protect our babies. So I'm feeling very bereft because I'm trying to educate people as you are, and you do a spectacular job. Please tell people, if you will, where they can find you. You're on radio. Would you let them know where they can listen to your program, please?
Yes, Sally. First of all the banners are on my main website, drleonardcoldwell.com. So it's Dr. Leonard and then Coldwell, ColdwellCom. And my radio show is on GNC Live, same as Alex Jones. It's a Dr. Coldwell Opinion. But you find the banner for the Dr. Coldwell Opinion radio show on my main site, drleonardcoldwell.com. But we also have an in-between site. It's called drcoldwellopinionradio.com. That will also lead you there. It is very important that you also go to all the free videos. I have all my knowledge out there for free. It doesn't cost you anything. My videos have been watched nearly 400 million times by now. You guys have the opportunity to really look at all of this. And it's all free, like on my site. We are not making money on this information. I don't take advertisement banners. What's on there is just what I believe in, people I know, companies I know. But drleonardcoldwell.com or drcoldwellopinionradio.com will get you to my radio show. The most important part, if you want to have really secret knowledge, you need to become a member of the IBMS Master Society.com. So it's IBMS for Instinct-Based Medicine System, IBMS Masters Society.com, because by law, I cannot tell you what I know. They would arrest me instantly. They try. I mean, I've been shot at 4 times. My car has been bombed. We got daily death threats. Basically, the only way was whether creating a church or a private educational society, which I did. And that's the IBMS Master Society, where I can tell you all the 400, about the 400 known natural cancer cures, all the common law things we know. I have experts in common law, constitutional law, that will even go to court with you and fight your rights through it for you. All of this is just only possible via a private club. Otherwise, they just shut us down. Like they put my co-author for the book, The Only Answer to Tyranny, for seven years into jail, Dr. Sam Kennedy. He's in jail, and he co-authored the book with me, The Only Answer to Tyranny, was the most sold book of all times in this kind. The publisher was threatened that they burn him down, so they are not printing this book any longer. It is just really, people need to understand that it is the last, we are in the last possibility zone to survive all of this. Our world is gone. Our America is gone. Our Earth is gone. They killed it off with Fukushima, which will now destroy the oceans and all the fish and all everything, and there's no solution for that. On purpose, there's none. But there's a lot of solutions for people out there that are willing to put their own gardens in, that are willing to go on raw food, that are willing to go to take zeolite, or do what I would do is a friend of mine that just recently died, and I don't really think it was because he was just 53 years old and he died out of the blue. He has a company called HelpingAmericaNow.com. They are still selling the heavy metal test and the heavy metal detoxification program. I would just go there, HelpingAmericaNow.com, and do at least the heavy metal testing, and then they have a perfect cleanse. But if you're not cleansing, I created the Be Pure cleansing system specifically for my cancer patients. because if you do a single organ cleanse, you can kill yourself. And you need to basically cleanse every cell at the same time and not specific parts of the body. That might kill you or tip you over to get cancer. So if you go to mybepure.com, you see, just look it up. It's 100% bioavailable. I do not make any money on my referrals, not a dime. So I don't want people to think that's why I'm saying that. I'm only saying it because over 20 years ago I helped to create this cleanse because I could not find anything that really works for cancer patients, radioactive poisoned people, and people with heavy metal toxification and so on. But the thing is
continue, please. I apologize.
But the thing really is there are 400 known natural cancer cures out there. I cured cancer patients historically, and I can prove that every cancer can be cured in 2 to 6 weeks, every cancer, as long as the patient doesn't have too much damage from the medical industry before with chemo, radiation, or surgery, and is still in a position where they can still mentally and physically function. But there are 400 known cancer cures out there. I cured cancer patients with 100 cc's vitamin C intravenously 3 times a day in 11 days. I cured cancer patients historically with just apricot seeds for about $5 worth of organic apricot seeds. 7 a day, that's what we started out, getting up 1 a day, going up to 18. And the patient got cured because that's vitamin B17, Leotril, oleander soup cures. We know that the Gerson therapy cures, or the Hoxie recipe cures cancer patients. There are over 400 turmeric cures cancer. The root of dandelion, if you make tea out of it, you dry it and you make tea out of it, historically cured cancer in my patients. And the thing just is, there is so much. Dr. Roy Rife, 1936, cured cancer patients with a Rife machine, 100%, never failed, just with a frequency machine. They made it illegal, put him in jail, and it's illegal to still use it today. But Huldah Clark invented the Zapper and using the same frequencies, and she's dead now too, but the Zappers can still be bought. So when people wake up to the fact that basically, in my opinion and experience, and I have proven it and seen it and done it, every cancer can be cured with a couple of dollars in a very short amount of time if there is no prior damage done by the medical profession. That's the main attempt to murder in that field, because first of all, early detection doesn't work. It only kills you earlier. That's the only thing it does. When the people need to understand that the tumor is the cure. The tumor is there. The cancer is there to save your life. Meaning, when you have so many toxins in your system that your body is going to die from the poison, the body builds a bag, collects all the poison, puts it in its bag, and isolates it. So now you are virtually toxin-free, and all the toxins are safely stored away. So now they come with a needle biopsy and pinch a hole in this bag, which is kind of like if you would fill a balloon, an air balloon, with water, really, really full, and you pinch it with a needle, it explodes. Same happens with the cancerous tumor. When they get into it with a needle, it goes into the entire system, and all of a sudden, this poor woman has in her breast a very fast-growing, very aggressive form of cancer. She didn't have it before. They gave it to her. It's the same like with mammography. 50 pounds of pressure in the most gland-loaded part of the human body, the female breast, 50 pounds of pressure. Imagine the lymph system is really working well. That's what the lymph nodes do. They collect the poison, it neutralizes it, and then the body leads it out. So now if a lymph node is really working hard and is inflamed because it's doing its job, has a lot of poisons in it, and they squeeze it with 50 pounds of pressure, they burst it like a pimple. Now they give the woman cancer, very fast-growing, very aggressive form of invasive cancer. Or they the colonoscopies. They poke you with something in your colon, which they usually harm, hurt, or poke holes into the colon walls. They cannot even get up high enough to even find anything. Then everybody has polyps in his colon once a while. If they see this, they start cutting away. And so early detection, in my opinion, means early death. Everybody has to make their own decisions because you have to live with the consequences. But Sally, my mom had cancer that she was dying from 43 years ago, and I never allowed her to go to a mammography or have any kind of early detection, whatever, because I know that's absurd, it's a lie, it's a hoax, it's just to make money and create customers and working with fear. And very often 90% of all positive cancer diagnoses are wrong, and then they figure out after the surgery they didn't have to slice the breast off at the first place. But my mom is so healthy, so vital. I'm going to, because I just came back from my book tour, where I presented her in front of thousands and thousands of people on stage so that people see what's possible. And I'm going to put this video on my website so that people see how my mom is with the age of 80. And she's the most energized, life-loving human being in the universe. And she's 80. And I forbid her to do anything. I forbid my sister, who I cured from cervical cancer with just one douche of sodium bicarbonate with baking soda, over 20 years ago, and she's healthy ever since then, and I forbid her to ever even go to a doctor. Because, Sally, fact is, National Geographic conducted a study with 100-year-old people that were vital and healthy, not once dying in a wheelchair in a hospital bed, fit, healthy people, 100 years and older. They were vegans, they were meat eaters, they were everything eaters. They had nothing in common except one single thing. They never, ever went to a doctor. So if you want to get sick, and Dr. Gary Null did this unbelievable study proving the medical profession is the number one cause of death in the Western world. So all the facts are out there, but still, since they own the mass media and they spent $42 million last year to try to destroy my reputation and my name, and just try to kill off everybody in this field, like my friend Jeff Renz, who only survived because his car was so unbelievably safe and he was buckled up and his airbags worked well. He still had a lot of broken bones. But it's like the reporter that they killed in Miami, where he's in the middle of Miami, all of a sudden his Mercedes speeds up to 120 and runs into a tree. You think there was an accident? It was not. It was murder. But the problem really is that people like you, Sally, are 1 in 1,100 statistically. Only 0.8% of the population of the world cares, knows about their potential, and is using their potential. So you are 1 in 1,100 statistically. And it's so difficult to find and unite these 0.8%. And I'm working on this on a different level, but the problem really is, as long as people don't learn about common law, that these judges have no jurisdiction over them, that these courts have no jurisdiction, that you have the right of a common law court with a common law trial, that the corporation, that the United States is a corporation and not a country. Obama is not the president. He is the CEO of the U.S. corporation incorporated in France in 1935 after the bankruptcy in 1933. But people need to do their own research. I'm tired of idiots writing, how do you prove that, and where are the documents? No, just go out there and research it like I did when I started out with all of this 38 years ago and figure it out on your own. I'm not your secretary. And I'm saying that because the ones like you, Sally, who are doing the research, doing the hard work, getting out there, putting your name out there, taking all the risk, because they are after us in a really hardcore way. And the second we make a dent, they're coming really for everybody. And that's why we need to unite. We need to stick together. We need to find the others that are active and I'm in the middle of building my own village and the largest health resort in the world on the border here between South and North Carolina. And we're going to have our own police chief, our own county rights, and so on. So it's, I'm working on that. But the thing is, everybody has to do their own thing. Everybody has to say, you have, people just need to look at the Constitution. The Constitution does not give us rights. The Constitution just confirms there are certain rights that cannot be touched no matter what. We have birthrights. Some say we have God-given rights. Doesn't really matter. We have birthrights. And what we have is a birthright to life, the constitutionally guaranteed right to life. So that means if somebody wants to mandatorily give you chemotherapy, you have the right to defend yourself with all means. If somebody wants to vaccinate you, you have the right to defend yourself with all means. Obama will be tried for treason one day no matter what. There is just no way out. They're all going to be tried for treason. It's just a matter of time until they can hang in there. And then I'm really afraid that there will be a French-style revolution where they get the guillotines out again. But the breakdown is there, the New World Order people fighting each other. That's why Hillary, 10 years ago, 100% would have been behind the criminal, war criminal, treasonist Hillary. But today it's only half because the New World Order has an infight going on about power. And that's why you see both sides now of Hillary, which is, I think it's even ridiculous to even let her speak or let her even be trying to run for president. And because just look at the fact and what Bill and Hillary did in their past. They should be in jail for life, or maybe even, if depending on the law and the state they are in, they should have been gotten the death penalty for a lot of things, as I believe, what they did. And nobody cares, because the main media, the mass media, is owned by them, meaning the Rothschilds. And so we only get the brainwashing information that they want us to have. That's why they made the TVs digital by law. How come they made it a law that we have to deal with digital TV? Why couldn't we choose between analog, the regular antenna, and digital? Because they have now flicker technology where, first of all, Samsung TV is taping everything that's said, if the TV is on or off in the room, and sending it directly to the government. Second of all, they see us through their software. They don't need cameras anymore. They see us through their software and videotape us all the time. And they use flicker technology to hypnotize us and brainwash us, and all they need is 7 seconds. So when people don't wake up to all of this, Sally, we are done. I'm going to publish a couple of new books, and if people don't get it, it's their own problem, because I have a lot of friends that are like me. We try to educate, we try to wake up, and if people don't want to listen and they go rather watching a stupid football game or basketball or baseball game, paying money for watching other people play, I can understand if you play, that's fun. But paying money to play other people, to watch other people play, how brain dead can you be? That is idiots wasting time filling out crossword puzzles instead of doing something creative. There are people out there that wasting time watching stupid other people's lives, like the Kardashian bullshit or like reality shows. You know, instead of getting out there, getting some heirloom seeds, planting your own garden, having your own food, cost you next to nothing. For $100, you can eat the entire year if you have heirloom seeds. So what in the world is wrong?
Dr. Caldwell,
yes, ma'am.
We're about to be cut off. I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. I have been a fan for quite some time, so this is quite the honor for me. I would also like to tell everybody on May 11th, Monday, get out to your city hall, wear red shirts, and stand to reject vaccine tyranny all over the globe. We stand in solidarity with each other. So please do that. Film it, wear red T-shirts, carry signs, take photographs, and we will get up on my blog, Billion Toddler March for Survival.blogspot.com, all of these photographs and videos. Thank you again, Dr. Caldwell. I couldn't be more tickled to have you on my program today.
Sally, thank you for having me on. Keep up the great work, my friend.
Thank you. You too. And my
bye-bye.
Best to Jeff Renz. My best to Jeff Renz.
Okay.